We're going to do something very different this morning, in that first, for the first half of my time this morning, I really want to cast vision for where we're going. You know, as a pastoral team, Scott, myself, Tim, and Pat kind of have been working together on vision for Gold Coast, and I wanted to share with you kind of where we're headed. So I'm going to take the first half of my time today to do that, and then we'll look at our passage. So I'm really excited, though, about where we're headed as a church. In the year that we've been here, we've really seen a swelling of momentum and movement. Things are happening, and that's pretty exciting. So I get to share with you some of that today. So first thing I want to let you know about is that we've got this idea, this kind of crazy idea about what it means to be a welcoming church. And we've read a ton of stuff, and we kind of came up with some interesting ways to practice that. And we have amazing greeters, by the way, if you haven't noticed. We have amazing greeters, right? Like, who hasn't been greeted by Trudy, and she knows, you know, your first name and everything else about you, like the second week that you came, right? Like, she knew you. She's a great lead for that. But is it enough just to have amazing greeters to be a welcoming church? And we think that we can go beyond that to make Gold Coast an even more welcoming place to be. And first of all, we have a new website. Do you guys know that? Yeah. This is what it looks like. That's just the top part of it. You can go there, goldcoastchurch.org. It's not completely fleshed out yet. You might still run into some Latin in some parts. You know what I'm talking about? We know. So no emails about how you haven't done this or you haven't done that. We just wanted to get it up and running as fast as possible. One of the amazing things about this website is that under our sermon section, everything is searchable. You're going to be able to search by topic keywords. You can search by books of the Bible. You can search by sermon series. You could search by speaker. And you could do all of that. It's really amazing. Our map showing where we're at is really easy to find. So if you have friends and you tell them about our website, they can find us very easily. It's just you scroll down at the bottom. I could just go on and on about how much we love this. And it kind of reflects where we're at. You know, you see our cross there. This is pretty cool, right? Yeah, I mean, you might not be excited about a website, but I'm really excited about a website. Yeah. Okay, so we got this idea about being welcoming. It starts with a website because that's kind of a digital presence, but then it really gets down to what we're doing here on Sunday mornings to be welcoming, and then in the community and beyond as we live life together. So let's go ahead and show them the next slide here. So this is a bad architectural drawing of our building. I only have myself to blame. Here's the stage. I'm right there, right? This is you out here. Okay, so you're, yay you. Give yourself a round of applause. So right now, what we have is we have greeters that meet you at the door here and then down here towards the freeway side. And then I also think we have greeters kind of at the doors here to the worship center where you get a bulletin and stuff like that. Like I said, they do an amazing job. We're envisioning two more kind of ways to serve. One of those, we want to, this right here, we call an engager. Because a greeter just has to stand there, they say hi, they greet you, but when you move on, that's it, they don't have more contact with you. But an engager is somebody who finds somebody they don't know and starts to ask questions about them, chats them up, finds out where do they work, what are they interested in, are they married, how'd they hear about us, all these kind of stuff, right? An engager is an important part of the process because that person is engaging somebody and actually making them feel heard, right? And that's what visitors want, isn't it? I mean, part of them doesn't want to be noticed, right? But they're looking for a church, so they do want to be noticed, they just don't want to be over-noticed. So engagers also have that sensitivity to know when it's time to take a step back, right? And not just like interrogate until they're like, I'm never coming back again. You know what I'm talking about. So we need people that can be these engagers that will meet new people, talk to them. And here's another key thing that an engager does. They pass off that person. As they're talking to them, they go, oh, you're a contractor on base? You need to come meet so-and-so over here, because that person is a contractor on base, and put those two people together. Engagers are facilitators, right? Some people are terrible at meeting new people for the first time. Anybody in here like that? That's not me, by the way. I'm just raising my hand in solidarity with those of you who are, right? Come on. How many of you hate to meet new people for the first time? The same people that don't. We know you're out there, right? But you're great at meeting somebody if somebody introduces you, right? So the engager, their job is to pass people off because not everybody's good at meeting folks for the first time. But then we have this other thing here that we want to call. See this SH1, 2, 3, and 4? That's a section host. Our vision here is that these blocks of chairs are generally sat in by the same people in the same section in the same service often, right? In fact, sometimes people get a little militant about their seat, right? Like, that's my seat. I've seen people who have been in church for 20 years and they always sit in the same seat, and a visitor shows up and sits in their seat and World War III breaks out right before worship, right? You're in my seat. Okay, generally we're creatures of habit though. And so a section host gets to know all the people in their section. Okay, we got one, two, three, four blocks of chairs. The section host gets to know everybody. And then when an engager meets somebody, they could potentially pass them off to a section host. And the section host can say, oh, meet these people or so-and-so, right? What an amazing opportunity. In fact, our vision goes even beyond this. What if these kind of became little communities on their own as you get to know people, and one Sunday morning, section two does a tailgate and does like breakfast out in the parking lot before church? Wouldn't that be cool, right? So a person that comes in could get multiple touches, right? They get a greeter, they get an engager, they're introduced to a section host who might help them meet other people. What's the impression of somebody that comes to Gold Coast and that happens? They're paying attention to me. This is a welcoming church. This is a fun place. I want to come back, right? Look, there are tons of very happy, friendly, fun people in this room. We just got to get to know each other. Right? And so that's what we're kind of thinking. That's how we want to do this. So I need people to sign up for this. If you want to be an engager or a section host, I need you to let me know because we want to plug you into those spots. It's not going to be kind of a thing where, you know, I'm asking you to be on this week and off that week. It's kind of the thing where I just want you, when you're here, you own that. So there might be multiple hosts for a section, and that's okay, right? We think this is more about, rather than a job, we think it's about, this is who I am. It's just something that I do. And I know you're out there. I just don't know all of you well enough to figure out who's who. So I've been trying to recruit, but now we want to let the word out that we need you for these jobs. So if you're interested, take out your connection card and write it down. Section host or engager or something like that. Because I want to put you to work. Because we have this amazing idea for what Gold Coast can become, and we want you to be part of it, and we can't do it without you. Does that sound cool? Yeah. All right. Okay, part also of our vision here are life groups. We're really committed to making life groups a key part of the ministry of Gold Coast. Now, vital, thriving, healthy, vibrant churches have really powerful life group ministries, where 75% or more of the church body is plugged into a life group that meets every week. That's kind of what all the statistics will show you. Now, in any given couple-month period, we'll probably have 350 to 400 people here at Gold Coast. But of that, we have less than 100 involved in life groups. So we've got room for improvement. And we want to kind of start doing life groups in a quarterly kind of thing where we have 11 weeks on, a couple weeks off, 11 weeks on, a couple weeks off, 11 weeks on. So we get three quarters, and in the summer we'll do something different where we'll probably do some gender-specific kinds of things with men groups and women groups. But we want everybody to get plugged into a life group. This is where life really happens. This is where flourishing happens. This is where accountability happens. This is where growth happens. This is where you got problems. You can share them with people who can listen to you. You know, I mean, why weren't there psychologists 200 years ago? That's a legitimate question. Why didn't we have psychologists 200 years ago? It's because the community of people that people were plugged into operated as a psychological group, right? You went to your group and shared what was going on in life. Blah, blah, blah is happening, or this is happening. And now we're very isolated, right? We're very alone, right? You ever read the book Bowling Alone? It talks about how many people now go to bowl by themselves rather than in community. It's just kind of indicative of what's happening in our culture. We want you to get plugged into life groups. This is where life happens. And we started a new life group, Faith and I did, with some other folks. And it's amazing. People are really encouraged and excited about what's happening in this life group where we're sharing life. It's so powerful for you. In fact, there's a study at Harvard done on the study of adult development. It says the number one thing that contributes to human happiness is relationships. That's the number one thing. So we want you to make sure to get plugged into life groups. And how are you going to do that? You got to sign up, right? So we have an app for you to be able to do that. So if you want to go on your phone right now, you can do that. And I want you to look for this app. It's called Church Center. Yeah, we're actually taking time in the service to do this. You can pull out your phone during church. Go home and tell your friends about it. They let me use my phone in church. Okay, so go to the app store, find Church Center. Okay, so find the Church Center app, download it, and then go ahead and open it up. And it's going to walk you through the steps to sign up. It's going to ask you to input your phone number, and then you're going to look for a local church. You should see our logo. I'll just give you a minute or two to do that. If you're not very good with technology, find somebody next to you who is. If you're having trouble, just let me know. How are we doing out there? The lack of eye contact is encouraging because that means you're looking at your phone. You're ready? Go ahead and check in. Once you open the app and you've logged in, at the very bottom, you should see a little button that says Groups. Click the Groups button there, or the little icon or whatever that is. And then you should be able to see a list of groups, and it should say Find a Group. And you can click that, and you'll see something called Life Group Interest with the picture of the couch and the words Life Groups on it from the slide that we just had before. Anybody find that so far? Is it other groups? Okay, yeah. Well, it's so Find a Group and Other Groups. Hit that. Hit Other Groups, and you should see the couch. Go ahead and join that group, and what that'll do is let us know you're interested in being in a life group. Okay, if you're already in one, don't do it. But if you're not in one, we want to get you in one. Let me know that you're interested. Now, maybe you're just no good with technology. Maybe you're like one of my friends that just has a flip phone. We do have a table outside where you can sign up. A little round table next to the window. Right? Hey, there's no judgment. There's no flip phones. Man, they got some, there's a certain beauty to them. Right? They're back in. Everything old is new again. How are we doing on that? Done? Great. Okay. All right. If you need some help after the service, I'll help you out with that too. Like I said, we probably are crashing the Gold Coast server right now. And that's okay. So here's the other amazing thing about this app. If you have kids, you can check your kids in to the nursery or the elementary, what do we call it, Discovery Cove. You can do that through the app where it says check-in. You don't have to be at church to do that. You can be driving to church and do it. Well, have the non-driver checking in, not you, right? Have the non-driver check in your kids on the way. And there's a ton of other stuff that we're going to be able to do through this app, like digital giving. This is an amazing database. We're going to get it rolled out so that people can use it to stay more connected, because that's what this is all about, is building those connections and relationships. Alrighty, let me think. Anything else? I think that's it. Okay.